Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Jim Utermark to recap this past year's Knoxville Panthers Coaches versus Cancer.
We're recapping this year's Knoxville Panthers Coaches versus Cancer. First of all, let our listeners know this year's total proceeds raised, how that all came to be here.
Well, this year, we're going to end up in the neighborhood of $50,600. That could still go up yet a couple of hundred dollars with some things that typically trickle in when we're done. And man, we are just ecstatic with the amount that was raised this year with, you know, everything that not only the planners had to deal with, but just, you know, everybody in our community. So it was another great year for Coaches versus Cancer.
Well, I understand not nearly the amount of events that we would typically have without COVID going on, but I know the auction was a major part of it. How did the auction turn out this year?
Well, the auction was good. I mean, you know, we didn't know what to expect in regards to how many items we would have. We're usually a little bit over 200, and we knew right away we were losing about 20 items. Because we did not have our girls make a project this year. We were trying to cut down the amount of time we were asking the kids to be together. And then we just didn't know what we would get from the community and businesses in town. But we still were at a very, you know, incredible number of, in the neighborhood of 160 items. And so that really was kind of a surprise. We thought maybe that would be lower. And then we switched to an online auction this year. And the feedback we've gotten from people is very positive on that. And it worked really good on our end with, you know, Angie and I and our daughter, Tara, putting everything together. It was a little more work maybe getting prepped, but I think that might be something we look to continue. And the auction raised about $7,000 or a little bit less than that. And so, you know, that was a really nice number for the items we had. And, you know, it was able to include people who don't normally come to the event. So and we got to find positives in, you know, the way things are in our world. And I think the auction was a positive this year.
Well, that's certainly great news to hear there. And kind of moving on, another event that raised a bunch of proceeds, the Cancer Relay. I understand a record turnout. Is that correct?
Yeah. The Cancer Relay, it happens time-wise apart from the rest of the Coaches versus Cancer events. So sometimes when the total comes out, that gets forgotten. And we don't want to forget that because that was incredible this year. You know, they had to decide too whether they held their event with COVID being an issue, and they decided we're going to go for it. And they also had to alter some of their plans, but yeah, they ended up with an incredible amount of money of over $23,000. It was very, you know, moving to me as one of my players this year, Natalie Collins, who's a freshman in high school, decided to get involved to run in memory of her mom. And I think she raised over $5,000 of that money herself. So that's an incredible story as well.
And of course, you kind of touched on this briefly, but of course, COVID-19 really changed this past year's event. What were the challenges with COVID affecting this year's event and not being able to have nearly as many events as you would typically have?
Yeah, you know, there was just several things. One, we knew we couldn't have the crowd in the gym. And so right away, that changes the atmosphere. That's just kind of a fun atmosphere for our kids to play in. The biggest disappointment was canceling the alumni games, not only from the fundraising standpoint, because that's probably the next $8,000 that usually comes from that event, but disappointing on my end because I just love to see former players and former students that would come back, and some travel long distances to come back and play that day. And so that was disappointment. And I know a lot of former Knoxville students really enjoy coming back for that. So we hated to have to cancel that, but it totally made sense that that couldn't happen this year. And then, you know, we had to cancel our meal, and Mary Miller, who makes all the cookies, the girls' frost, we had to cancel that, the ice cream. And so just some of our little fundraisers, but yet they're traditions that we've had for a long time. We had to cut those out. So some disappointments there, but, you know, in the end, this was an awesome year for Coaches versus Cancer.
Kind of significant too, right, that you were able to raise as much money as you did despite COVID. Am I right in saying that?
For sure. You know, we were only a little under $5,000 off of last year. You take into account that the alumni games alone, you know, would have brought in $6,000 to $8,000 probably. And then all of the other things that we had to postpone this year, it was actually, for what we did, an unbelievable number. You know, the relay was a record, and our auction was really good. And then our cash donations, they were at a record level as well. And that's just people who mail us checks, including, you know, people who donated $500 or more to be on the back of the shirt. We were able to fill the shirt with as many donors there as we normally have. And then just, you know, just the people in the community that send us checks for $50 and $25 and $300. I mean, they're just all over the place. And they added up to an incredible number this year.
All right. Well, and as long as the COVID-19 vaccine continues to roll out and numbers are going down and that starts to come to an end, we're looking at a pretty full event next year, I suppose, right?
Well, we sure hope so. We, you know, it's been a rough go with our event the last few years. This year, we dealt with COVID. The previous 2 years, we've dealt with weather. It's been a good 3 years since we've had this day go off without a hitch. I think, let's see, not this year, the year before, alumni games were canceled, and we had a few teams play on a totally separate weekend just to do it. The year before that, I believe, we had to cancel them all together. So it's been a rough stretch. You know, the first 10, 11 years of Coaches vs. Cancer, we had great weather. Everything we planned went off perfectly. And now the last 3 years, we've hit a rough stretch. So we would definitely welcome next year to go normal, if there's ever going to be a normal again.
Well, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you want to make sure folks know?
Well, just thank you. You know, year after year and 13 years now of this going, and it's still going strong. And it's amazing that it hasn't lost steam, just because, you know, that can happen. You know, like, things get going and they go great, and sometimes, you know, it just fades away for whatever reason. And we're just so ecstatic and happy with what the community does every year, because this thing has just kept its momentum. And I just think it proves, you know, I've used the terminology that Knoxville is a caring community. It's something we say about our school. We want to be a caring community. And there's no doubt that outside, you know, Knoxville community, outside of our school, is definitely a caring community. And, you know, that makes Angie and I really proud as the organizers of this event, that's just something that the Knoxville community gets behind every year. And just keep wanting to support those who have cancer and keep raising money to help maybe find a cure one day.
Thanks to Jim Muttermark for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.